Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hey, very good. I hope everybody out there is ready for
today.
A fantastic show. And by the way, I've got so many notes today. You cannot prep me, ladies and gentlemen.
You got notes. You got the brand new. You put on a fresh Nike shirt today for us. And that's what I really just like about it. You know who you should go help out? The Lakers. They need some help to try to make the playoffs, and you're wearing Nike. Do it.
You know something? You know what's so wonderful about this?
Get on that microphone because it's kind of turning.
Want me to sit on it? I mean,
please, no, don't.
You know,
sit.
By the way, this is the last time you folks will see me behind these types of antiquated microphones.
You're going to get a headset mic, aren't you?
I'm going to get something that works.
Going to get like a sportscaster doing the World Series.
I'm getting somebody. I'm going to be leaning out the window like this.
Singing, take me out to the ball game.
That's what I'll be doing. I'll be like, who is that?
Yeah, that's nice movement of the mic.
Biff Taylor.
That's good.
What's his name? And see, you see?
Harry Carey did it.
See all this?
Okay, we are making a lot of noise on the air here. Would you be a little professional on your mic?
I am professional. I'm showing you why this is such a poor microphone.
Let me tell you how you can stop that noise. Just shut that microphone off. And then I can talk to all you people and say, how are you today? Here's Fred.
Hey, you know what?
Why?
Hey, let's try that.
Let's try what?
Let's try you.
Doing the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would do a nice show here for you.
I'm sure
you would.
I would
take calls from the listeners.
It just wouldn't be with me.
I would. I had a dream about that last night.
Well, hey, you know how many times
I won a Grammy.
Driving over to this... This
beautiful
Berg.
Sports mecca.
This Berg?
Yeah. This Berg? You love Southern
Fullerton.
California. This is your... You're going to Fullerton?
No.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's why you couldn't do the show. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back more. We got a lot to talk about. Football, baseball. Baseball cranking up here. We got some things to talk about. Basketball. A whole lot more. So settle back and relax. Grab yourself a tall, cool one and a drink. And we'll be here with you in the Sports Lounge. Get to some email for you, too. Fred's been opening up a lot of listener mail. We'll talk about that. Stay with us here. We're here every week at this time.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Sports Byline, SiriusXM.
Talk about the mail.
CRN Talk. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only star of Hunter. All-pro defensive end for the Los Angeles Rams, a star on the New York Giants, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. In all seriousness, we open up the show with levity and a lot of nothing. And we've got pages here, and there's really nothing on these pages.
It's not a lot of news, but there is a little football news. You know, Tom Brady, Fred, came back to the Tampa Bay Rays, Tampa Bay Bucks, rather, and he plays football. I think he switched over. Is he not? He's not doing. I think he is playing for the Rays.
I think it says Bucks on that paper.
I think he's going to the Rays. I think he's pitching for the Rays. But anyway, so Tom came back, but now they got another problem there at the Tampa Bay Bucks, and that's Rob Gronkowski. He said he'd never play without Tom Brady as his quarterback, and he said that. Now that Tom Brady has unretired and rejoined the Tampa Bay Bucks,
yeah, he better get with it.
Gronkowski says he's not sure he's going to play this season. He says, quoting him, he says, "Right now, I'm not ready to get back on that field." He was talking to TMZ. He says, "I'm not ready to commit to the game of football right now." Now, he's 32 years old. He's a four-time All-Pro, 55 catches, 802 yards, 6 touchdowns in the second season with the Bucks that he's there. He missed 5 games with back spasms, and that's his problem. He's got some spasms there from time to time.
Yeah, he's got more than that. And you know something? He's going to have bats in his belfry, as they say.
Why? Why do you say that?
He's got a cumulative PTSD. And this is the type of delayed brain damage that you get from continuous rocking of the brain in the skull pan. And people have it. We're old enough now to know to see that there's a lot of people out there who are complaining. And these are, you're getting younger people, you're getting soccer players, 20-year-old soccer players who are, trying to recover in the off season from these types of rattling of jarring of the brain. And Gronkowski's been hit well enough in his career to start to live the symptoms of these types of things. We don't want to see this, but at the same time, he should get ready for that. And I would be, if he's thinking right now, I don't know if I want to stop playing.
You would tell him to stop playing now.
Well, I would tell anybody that's gone through what he's gone through. See, I can sympathize because I've gone through a lot of it. You know, I mean,
the jarring, the motions, the hitting the ground.
It's the lifestyle of continual brain trauma.
Wow.
It's not fun, and it will catch up with you. And it's going to catch up with him just like it will and anybody else who's been taking. This guy, you know, see, Tom Brady hasn't been hit per se, but Gronkowski has been hammered.
Exactly. So let me ask you, because looking at this from a fan's perspective, and we got a lot of fans tuned in listening to this show, everybody loves Rob Gronkowski. Oh, please have him come back. You're talking about the seriousness. And I might add, Fred, you're talking about something that the NFL ignores. Nobody in the league, nobody's saying, hey, we're going to help our players, we're going to take care of them, all this kind of stuff. No, they're just putting you out there as a player, and, you know, and management doesn't care whether your head's
listen,
getting jarred.
We all go to work, and we all bargain for a salary. That guy is making tons of money. If I told you the amount of money I made over a 13-year period of time in the National Football League, you would say, what are you, stupid? Taking a beating for no money, you know, at least if you're going to take it, if you're going to get knocked out, you know, 7-8 times a career, maybe even a season if you're lucky. You know, if you're going to get pounded like that, you should be getting paid for it so you can at least pay the doctor bills. Find a good neurosurgeon who can maybe tie some ends together. Yeah. But a lot of these guys are walking around in the fog. They've got some money in their pocket and a Rolls Royce, and they're driving around, and God bless them, they're spending time with, you know, whoever they're spending time with. But the upshot of all of this is they're paying for it more ways than one.
Yeah, and I think this needs to be talked about more because it's certainly not talked about in the mainstream media. It's certainly not talked about in football. You talked about when they were putting together their new agreement in the NFL, they took away some of the spring training or the preseason games, in this case fall training, to get ready for football. And it's like, you know, the owners, the management of the league, they want these games to go on and continue. And you're saying that's why the salaries go up there, because a player's going to say, hey, yeah, I'm making this much money. Should I do it one more year? I don't know.
It's only one more year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we can always do that. You know, I'll tell you some stories about a 49-year-old man, you know, who leaves his home every once in a while to go to the store, do an errand, or go see somebody, and forgets where he's driving and winds up 50 miles away from home.
Yeah.
Those things are true.
Yep. And that is part of the concussion therapy that people are talking about. And, you know, most every player faces it. The quarterback may be, you know, protected. They get knocked down. And, oh, boy, a sack. Everybody's cheering for the sack. What about the head? And then you don't see the other players going down all the time, tackling, doing this, getting kicked in the helmet, whatever it might be. And that's part of the game every single week.
It certainly is. It's a very good point. It doesn't stop. That bruise isn't a one-time deal. You know, you can get hit and get your arm hit and get it bruised and get it cut, put stitches in it, so forth and so on. But your brain doesn't work that way. Your brain, you know, it kind of makes you sick. You throw up and you kind of get delirious and your head hurts. Your overall body parts hurt. And they say, come over to you and say, how you feeling now? Can you go back in?
That's what they say, right?
Yeah, that's what the idiots say. Not so much anymore, I will say that. Thank God.
But back in your day.
But in my day, you had coaches coming down. He said, where's Dreyer? He's down there, you know, soaking his head in that ice bucket. And I go, and the coach comes down there and says, hey, how you feeling? How am I feeling? And I start puking. I said, this is how I'm feeling. I said, I won't be going back into the game. And then they kind of look at you kind of, oh, you don't want it. You know, you got to. And those were the old days. I'll have to admit that. Today, nowadays, you know, when Gronkowski goes down and gets slow getting back up again, then you've got, you know, your head coach and everybody coming over and genuinely caring for him. But it's been a long time coming in this sport. to have people care for you that openly and that immediately. So, you know the at least they did this. They put a tent on the sideline of each team. So when someone gets into what they call a concussion protocol, they'll take them off the field and take them right into the tent. There'll be doctors there. It'll all be black inside, and they'll check them out, and they'll see what their synapses are doing. They'll put a light in their eye, and they'll take a real hard look at what could be the symptomology of a serious injury. Anything to the head is serious. Even if you just get knocked out for just a moment, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, back in your backyard, you can fall down and they worry about it. Chick Hearn fell down and hit his head on a plant, whatever, and he was dead. So it's like, here's the thing I wanted to ask you about, because they're doing that now these days in football, Fred, but are they... What are they doing to the old school, to your generation? You guys went through this. You didn't have tents up. Nobody was checking your eyes out. Nobody had a blackened tent so you could see. Are they at least checking back with you now to say, hey, Fred, you played a lot of years.
Is somebody with the Ram, giant organization?
Or NFL, the National Football League, checking to see how the old players are that went through all this?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people with the New York Giants organization that during preseason games, they'll watch a game and then somebody will say, hey, shouldn't we call Fred Dreyer? He's in California now. He's like 75 years old. I wonder how he's doing now. Gee, we should find out, because I remember I saw him get knocked out on the 30-yard line right there in 1970. I wonder how he's doing.
So nobody's
putting out a buffet for Fred Dreyer
or for anybody. Yeah. Let's talk some more when we come back on this. I mean, Rob Gronkowski, brings this up, but it's a topic that we got to talk about. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. It is the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back with some hot topics here in the Sports Lounge today, and some that should be talked about. We're talking about concussion therapy and the concussions that go on in football in the NFL. And it started out with Rob Gronkowski. You know, he's it was a story Fred and I looked at and said, well, there's nothing much in the news. Well, if you read between the lines here on this, you know, we talked about the Tampa Bay Bucks. They've got Tom Brady back. Rob Gronkowski said he's never going to play without Tom Brady, so Brady's back. Everybody assumed Brady's going to play, and he's then quotes the TMZ talks to him, and he says, Gronkowski says, right now I'm not ready to get back out on the field. I'm not ready to commit to the game of football right now. Now, he's 32, and I gave you his stats, 55 catches, 802 yards with six touchdowns in the second season that he had with the Bucks. And despite missing five games, he had some back spasms and cracked ribs and a punctured lung. So if he's going through that, imagine what his head's going through. So now he said he's not ready to play. And then he also says when he was throwing passes and not catching these passes, at a recent charity event he was at, he was not catching the passes. He says, I knew if I started catching some passes that my head would have started turning like, oh, crap, I got to get back out there on the field. And he would start thinking about playing again. And instead, he's thinking through, you know, getting hit, concussion. He's making a lot of money. But in the days of Fred Dreyer, you just mentioned here in the first segment, in case you missed it, you didn't make that much money. You got smacked around on the head. You were sitting there throwing up and people seeing get on out there. Nowadays, you say there's a tent that the players can go in and get checked out, but it wasn't there for you. So my question again is, should the NFL, I say yes, be checking out on some of the old veterans that played for them and did and made the NFL what it is today, your generation, and at least check on you guys and offer some therapy if you need it?
No, they don't. That's the furthest thing from their thinking is the care of ex-players.
That is terrible.
They're barely doing it for players who are currently active. Well, believe me when I tell you.
Why,
this.
Fred? Why?
Because they don't need to. They have such disrespect for the people that have played here. They do not want to pay. They don't want to contribute to anybody's well-being for the sake of it being interpreted that football causes brain damage.
So you're saying
that's a fact.
You're saying there's a lot of people that played football and boxers that are out there, whatever. Okay, you know, boxing, people kind of say, okay, he's getting hit in the head a lot. I see that. You're falling down. I don't care if you got a helmet or not. You're getting hit. You're getting kicked in the head. All this stuff going on each and every week that you're playing a game, sometimes maybe even in practice. I don't know. But you're getting all that stuff, and you're saying that it wouldn't behoove them to take care of some of the people that played for them
Of course not.
I'm sorry.
It's a shame. And I was involved in lawsuits suing the league, and we go back to Minnesota. We sit opposite the judge, the magistrate, Judge Magnuson, and we complain about the issues at hand. And he just looks at us and says, you boys are a long way off from getting anything resolved in this court.
Wow.
That's what the judge tells me and everybody else.
And Bob, you went Stein, through that, by the way.
I went through it.
I know.
I went through
three
it.
Three or four times you went
I
back went, there.
I was on an airplane back and forth, four or five, six times to Minnesota, and had that experience of going through and seeing. It was a different topic, you know. It was personal rights. They didn't have the right to exploit our films or our pictures or our photographs, and they just said, we can do anything we want, and by the way, you're not winning this.
Okay.
So that's that. And you think for a minute, if I happen to say, oh, by the way, you know, while I'm in here, you know, can you give us a huge settlement? so we can go get our brains fixed and looked at and have care for the rest of our miserable days that we're on Earth.
And what'd they say?
That we're trying to... He laughed. This guy laughed. He says, that's pretty funny. I'm a pretty funny guy sometimes. And when I said these things, the guy says, that's pretty funny. That's really funny. I said, so there's no deal there then, right? And he just laughed. He says, go to lunch.
Wow. And yet, the other side of that coin, you played on the Giants. You were, you played on the Rams for a long time. We're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can't wear a Rams uniform and have a picture taken of you on the Rams without their permission, correct? Even to this day and age.
I can't monetize the NFL logo. That's their.
But they won't
the
help
jersey.
You with concussion therapy.
They won't help you with anything. And they won't help you with anything. And what's even more heartbreaking, and I don't mean to say it like you're not a not so much a tough guy,
right?
But I want what's fair, and I played under those rules for a long time in that league, and I gave a lot of myself, and I left a lot of stuff out there, and the upshot of all of this is that once you are done. That's it.
That's it. You're out of the league.
If I just thought of something. Could I submit for some medical care? I have a doctor friend of mine down in Newport Beach. I want to go to. Her name is Christine Krause, and she's a crackerjack. She's really helped me out. But can I get that covered? No. Please step
the
to the back.
No. Step,
step to the back.
Not even in these new collective bargaining agreements they have, they don't
no.
take care of the no.
No, they about, say they do. They say they do.
I know they do. I've heard that they say that, but that
yeah.
doesn't happen.
There's no payout because there's no admonition. There's no
unbelievable
agreeing to a press conference. Let's all go out and say that the players, the ex-players. And the present-day players, because this should be for everybody, that the present-day players and the ex-players have an understanding and an agreement with the National Football League Executive Council. And from here on in, everybody that played pro football that qualifies, that's above ground, that can think for themselves while they can still think for themselves, is now going to get treatment. Thanks to the National Football League, the benevolence of these great owners, and this is where we are now with this relationship, and this is the type of relationship that we want going forward. It's a great league, and it's wonderful, and it's better than mother's milk.
Yeah. Well, this brought up the whole can of worms here with Rob Gronkowski, but it's terrible.
Yeah, but see, this is what's interesting. That's what, to me, that's how I read the news about this league. I read about Rob Gronkowski. We all know who he is. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
And he's been around for a while, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer, first ballot. That's going to be wonderful. Let's hope in 5 years after he retires that he is capable of standing up and saying, I was so happy to be alive and well.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad I left with my health.
And so that's why a lot of these players think about that now if they're smart. So
we need
to shed light on this every single week. Let's go to some other topic now. We're not going to solve this one. But I got one for you here. And this is the new Washington Commanders. You know, they're in the news this week. They're denying a report that alleged they withheld ticket revenue from visiting teams. With their lawyer,
for
a former employee responding by accusing the team of defamation. The team spokesperson said in a statement, and the AP had it in other outlets last week, that quoting now, there was absolutely no withholding of ticket revenue at any time. And she added the revenues are subject to independent audit by multiple parties. And, quote, anyone who offered testimony suggesting a withholding of revenue has committed perjury, plain and simple. Now, here's my thought on this. It's the Washington Commanders. They can't sue them. They haven't even played a freaking one game as the Commanders yet. So, you know, they were known as the Redskins. They got to sue them maybe as the Redskins, maybe the football team, you know, the Washington football team. But the Commanders haven't played a game yet. So they obviously, I don't think they could sue them anyway. They'd have to come back and sue the football team or the Redskins.
Well,
if anybody withheld anything, she's saying no, that it's absolutely nothing. The statement came 2 days after a report came out from Front Office Sports, and they reported they cited people with knowledge of the situation, and the U.S. Congress House Oversight
Snyder.
Committee
received
information to indicate Washington withheld ticket revenue. Big story. We're going to see what happens on that.
Well, you know, anything that has to do with Dan Snyder. Have you seen Dan Snyder?
No.
When someone makes a joke at you and says, you weasel, and you think for a minute, you spend any time at all thinking what a weasel is, that's Dan Snyder.
He's had the team for a while. He changed the name. I would have held out and not changed the name at all.
I would have named him the DC Rockets.
That would be good. I like that. The DC Rockets. Hey, talking about Rockets, how about basketball? Kansas. You know, I was watching that game. I thought North Carolina, it's their title to take. They were ahead, 16 points?
Yeah.
You watched it. They came back big time, huh?
Yeah, they did.
What do you think?
Kansas won the game.
Yes.
And they just continued to persevere, and North Carolina ran out of gas.
They did. You know, at halftime of the men's basketball game, Doug McCormick was smiling at his teammates, and he said, 15-point deficit, take on the line, smiling in the locker room, and Christian Braun was confused. He said, quoting, I was like, why are you smiling, dude? We're down 15. And Braun said, he was telling me, keep your head up, keep going, we'll be all right. I was like, man, I don't know, I've never been here before. Down 15 in a national championship game, I've definitely never been there. Well, they were there, and they turned it around, didn't they?
They sure did. Yeah, they did. God bless them. They really played hard, and you could see it. You could feel it. You know, look at a close up the camera would give you on these guys, and they just worn out.
They didn't give up, and as you're saying, North Carolina, you know, they wore out, and the other team didn't give up. That's a great basketball game. That's everything you want to see in a game. Congratulations to Kansas. They did a good job there. We're going to take a break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA. Now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
And we're back in the sports lounge. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com, FredDreyer@CRN, as in the Championship Radio Network, CRNTalk.com, and that'll get the information out there to you. So before we leave basketball, because we do want to get into baseball, season getting underway here,
yep.
Our buddy Shaquille O'Neal, who, by the way, says he lost weight by cutting out the carbs and by working out now, doing a little cardio. He said he cut some weight back. And
How much did he lose?
I don't know, but there's a story. I saw it on my phone, came by here. I don't know if he was selling anything or not. But he's mentioned the Lakers. You know, he played for the Lakers for many years, and he says he thinks the Lakers should keep LeBron and AD and make moves for everybody else. So that's his thought. He wants to just to unload everybody. Your thoughts? You agree with him on that?
Well, that's a wonderful sentiment. You know, keep the two Hall of Fame guys and get rid of everyone else. Well, okay. But here's the question. What are you going to do to replace your roster? You've got to get rid of some people who have value to get value.
Right.
So get rid of everybody else.
So you get rid of Anthony Davis.
I would get rid of Anthony Davis.
Shaquille O'Neal, everybody.
Shaquille O'Neal?
I'm sorry. Bring him back. I'm sorry. LeBron James, you'd get rid of LeBron.
I'd keep LeBron because you got to keep somebody.
Yeah.
So you keep him, and then you make sure that you do a deal with somebody. If you think for a minute that you're ever going to see Davis and LeBron together in a meaningful season together, you're crazy. They've been there together 3 years now, I think.
Somebody's always hurt.
Somebody's always hurt because, it's a tough sport. And some people, any time that you get to be 6'9 or more in height, you're bound and determined to fall on tough times physically. It's just very difficult to stay healthy in that sport. Ankles, knees, back. You know what was interesting is that the Laker game that we had here with both of them on the court, LeBron and Davis, when the ball would get on the ground, nobody got on the ground. You don't see a lot of 7 foot guys
going down,
getting on the floor.
Yeah,
you just don't.
Yeah,
and so when it all shakes out, you certainly hope that there's somebody in the league that still wants LeBron and Davis, and they sure they do. And you've got to go out and here's the real interesting thing, regardless of who is on the team, you have to make sure that there's somebody in the Laker organization that is knows what the team needs, how to build the team. You can't do that until you get a head coach and a general manager on the same page.
So you'd
page.
Start there. You'd get a general manager and head coach on the same page.
General manager on the same page. I'd go out and hire, you know, Quinn Snyder. I'd hire that guy, and I'd say, how do you want to build this team? Okay, I'll need LeBron because I got to have him, but I don't need anybody else. Or I need AD and LeBron, and then we can build from there. I think we'll just roll the dice with how well these guys maintain themselves physically and emotionally and spiritually and all the other junk. But they got to get someone to build the team. There's nobody on the organization that is worth their salt today because they allowed the erosion of this great franchise. I am upset as an ex-athlete because I know how tough a lot of this stuff is.
Yep.
But you can't. You just can't. Dump 2 years of a championship. You can't just say, you know, we're going to rebuild, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to bring in Westbrook, and well, what are you going to have Westbrook do? Well, Westbrook is going to do what he's been doing, and that's why he's great. Okay, if he does what he's doing, guess what? Westbrook got into the Laker organization, and he's not doing, nor has he done, anything that resembles the Westbrook that we know and appreciate.
So Shaq was speaking to CBS Sports HQ and quoting him, he says, with his thoughts on the overhaul of the Lakers, keeping LeBron, keeping Anthony Davis, says, he says, you got to get rid of expiring contract. Got to get rid of the projects that didn't work, as you just mentioned. And we got to try to get younger and more athletic around LeBron because paper-wise, when everybody did the deals, it was like, ooh, Westbrook, ooh, this and ooh, that. But age is a factor. AD was hurt all year. I think he played last year, but got to keep him in good health. Still keep LeBron and AD and I got to make moves for everybody else. He makes thoughts, and you're the right way. I think you take it a step further by saying you got to get your foundation there with the right general manager and the right coach.
Yeah, there's the team sucks. We all understand that. We see that.
No chance.
You know, zero.
Zero. Okay.
Zero. I'm going to the playoffs before these jerks are gone. Okay. And you know, and if they need me to go talk to. To the ownership or the general manager, I'll gladly do that because somebody has to talk reason into these people. This is really a preposterous setting here that has to be remedied. Otherwise, you're wasting another hiring of a coach and trading of players.
All right, so let's get to baseball here a little bit here. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, it's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and Sirius XM. Major League Baseball, season underway where the catchers are trying to use the anti-sign-stealing technology during the regular season. Now, here's the deal. Pitchers and catchers will now have the option.
Excuse me, that's the technique that the Astros made, the ownership made popular.
They had buzzers. They had buzzers and trash cans.
Yeah, okay.
So pitchers and catchers are going to have the option of using newly tested signaling devices as they decide what pitches to throw in the upcoming regular season. Industry sources told ESPN that the technology could help advance Major League Baseball beyond the risk of sign-stealing scandals.
Wow.
So the Major League Baseball is expected to give teams the go-ahead for players to deploy what's referred to within the industry as PitchCom.
Oh, yes.
PITCH, capital COM. It's using a pad with buttons on your wrist right now of the gloved hand, and a catcher can signal pitches, the pitch type, the pitch location, directly to the pitcher through a listening device, and up to three teammates of the pitcher and catcher can also have access to the signal, second baseman, shortstop, whatever, aiding the fielders in positioning. They say change in baseball is slow because of tradition, but this thing, it looks like it's going to go through.
It's money, not tradition.
And the Yankees pitcher, Luis Severino, and catcher Kyle Higasoka said in a game Saturday. He said, quoting, "I think it was great," Severino told the reporters. "I was a little doubtful at the beginning, but when we started using it, it was really good. With a man on second, too, I would definitely like to use it in my first start of the regular season." He says, "You know what pitch you're going to throw right away." Now, here's my problem. Can't you get these things? Can't they dig into that and get a listening device for the other players and the batter? Can't he get on that
frequency? I have no idea. This electronic stuff.
I'm sure you can.
This electronic stuff is just ridiculous. And, you know, all you have to do is throw bean balls.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And the guy, you think the guy is doing something? It's Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale. I'll knock you down.
Yeah, you're taking my signs.
You want to see? Did you see this sign? Did you read this one?
Here's one for you, coming high and tight. So I guess you know. And then what about management? You know, you have these everybody involved in the 2017 cheater World Series with the stupid Houston Astros, the cheaters of all time. AJ Hinch, the manager, was suspended for a year. He's back managing in Detroit. Alex Cora, that loser, bench coach of the Astros, the guy that brought the thing to Hinch and everybody else. He was the coach for the Red Sox, quit for a year, came back. He's managed them again. These guys should be out of baseball for a long time.
Well, a long time. It should be the duration of their adult careers.
You take shoeless Joe Jackson, you threw him out of the league. Get rid of Cora, get rid of Hinch, get rid of the general manager, get rid of the owner of the Houston Astros. Make him divest himself of the team. You've been saying that for a long time.
Look, I'm tired of saying, believe me, I'm the only one here, folks, in the media world that has any type of leverage in terms of sports background that is wrapped in common sense and decency. You know, when you start cheating people like this blatantly, openly, and the powers that be, the 30 owners do nothing. You now dealing with a government type of an issue. This is government baseball. You've got all of these owners of all these teams, 30 of them. Is it 32 or 30? I think it's 30.
Yeah.
30 baseball teams. And what are we doing? We're turning our back. I said this before, and it's another baseball season, and it's not going to go away. And that is Justin Turner of the Dodgers decided that it was probably not a good idea to speak up against the fact that the owner of the Astros cheated the Dodgers out of the World Series. And it's been proven that it was. And he chose to shut up.
Said he didn't know about it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's
a player. He didn't hear the trash can pounding.
Yeah, he didn't hear anything. And this is where, you know, I always say this. It's, you know, when good, honest people do nothing, you got a problem.
You're right. And if they do that, guess what? You don't need any kind of pitch announcements or anything like that, because people that are going to lose their baseball franchise are not going to cheat. When they find out about it, they're going to get together.
They just want to chew gum and spit and they're so uninvolved with their own their own formality of their own careers. It's ridiculous.
So Carlos Beltran, he was also on the Houston Astros. He was going to manage the Mets. He resigned and he didn't play there. Now Carlos Beltran is back as announcer for the New York Yankees, and apparently, he made some comments the other day during Yankees' spring training broadcast. He says, quoting, he's talking about Aaron Judge here. He says, Aaron Judge is in the last year of his contract. So Carlos says, I'm just glad to see him able to create this new contract with the New York Yankees and be able to extend his stay here in New York. He's an incredible guy. He's a leader in the clubhouse. He's a guy that plays the game hard. I bet the message has to be from Judge. The Yankees are willing to commit like that for so long, and at the same time, they want to build around him. They understand he's a leader. I'm glad to see Aaron Judge increasing his stay here with the New York Yankees. So someone says,
oh, yes.
Did Carlos Beltran just break the news of an Aaron Judge extension? Because nothing had been reported. And then minutes later, Beltran says he wanted to clarify that he meant he hopes the team and Judge agree to an extension.
Perfect.
Get that foot out of your mouth there, Carlos Beltran.
Boy, you can count on them every time.
Go back to hitting the trash cans there with the Houston Astros. Are they playing again this year, the Houston Astros? What is Dusty going to use for some kind
of nobody, cheater? Nobody stepped forward to offer him any money for the franchise, so they're back at it again.
We'll take a break, come back with more. Final segment coming up in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. We get fan mail. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at the Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. Iva says, talking about your TV career here, Fred. I remember Hunter was an entertaining series, but as a kid, I watched it because I knew you'd played in the NFL. What was your favorite show growing up? What did you watch on TV, Fred?
Batman, 1966 is my favorite show.
Really?
Yeah. They were all good, but the one I ran home to watch was Batman.
Batman was good. All right, Kathy says, you made the 80s TV fun, loved you and Hunter. And that show is going on and on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And there's a lot of people have been reaching out to me now. Now that we're in the world of multi-platforms, it's everywhere.
You're on Amazon. You're on Tubi, I think they said. You're on about 4 or 5 different networks over there.
Yep.
And you can watch them at your own. You can sit there and sit on the couch.
You can pick whatever you want.
Well, you can watch the seasons, but your seasons were longer. Now they do about 20 episodes. You did around 30-plus, didn't you, every year?
No, we did 22.
22, really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're in the modern era of the golden age of television. I thought they did like the Wild Wild West. They did 30-some-odd episodes.
Oh, no.
A lot of Perry Mason episodes.
No, the biggest threat that they made was they may want to go to Canada with the show. And I said, I won't be joining you.
Okay. And Stevie said, Do you play any yard sports like horseshoes, cornhole, or cricket? I bet you're just as competitive. I bet you play a pretty good mean game of cornhole.
Oh, the cornhole is...
Notice that about
when
you.
When I come into the backyard, people scatter.
Cornhole! Do you play anything? You got horseshoes back there in the dryer backyard?
I used to play horseshoes many years ago in San Diego at a friend of mine's house.
There you go.
Good.
All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, for gosh sakes, log on to the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. That's our podcast for you. You can check it out. Go to the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. You can listen to it anytime you want to. That's our website as well, too. And don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and go to FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. See you next week.
So long, folks.